Hi, and welcome to Us Unfiltered, the podcast where we discuss personal stories and explore practical strategies to help with mental health. I'm your host, Adrienne Salina, and today we're diving into a topic that is incredibly relevant to everyone that I know, social media, and the impact that it has on our mental health. First, let's have a quick disclaimer. This podcast and any advice, opinions, or statements within it do not constitute medical health care or other professional advice and are provided for general information purposes only. This podcast and any information is not to be used as a substitute for professional, medical, psychological, psychiatric, or other mental health care. We recommend that you seek the advice of your doctor or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions that you may have regarding mental or medical health concerns or conditions. All right, let's get into it. Really quick, I just want to apologize for missing uploading an episode last week. Unfortunately, I had come down with the plague. Just kidding. No, I actually got really sick and was out of commission for an entire week with some sort of, severe head or chest cold. And I'm actually still experiencing some congestion and a little bit of a cough. So I was just unable to do any kind of recording or editing. But I'm back at it this week and really excited to share some things on social media because this is a topic that it really affects everyone and it has personally affected me heavily in the past. Social media has become such an integral part of our lives that it's now second nature or almost like muscle memory activity for most people. From staying connected with friends and family and keeping up with the latest news, I mean, it's hard to imagine a world without it. But how is it affecting our mental health? We're going to explore the positive and negative impacts of social media on our overall well-being. Let's start with the positives. Social media can play an important role in connection and support. It does allow us to stay in touch with others and loved ones. We can even join communities of like-minded individuals and support groups for various mental health issues. For many, social media does provide a sense of belonging and can reduce feelings of isolation. However, and this is a really big however, social media is not all sunshine and rainbows. The constant comparison to others, the cyberbullying, and the pressure to present this lifestyle that is perfect can take a massive toll on your mental health. It can contribute to anxiety, depression, and loneliness. And there have been a lot of studies shown that excessive social media use is linked to higher levels of anxiety and depression, especially among teenagers and young adults. So, a little personal story. A few years back, this has probably been 5 or 6 years now, I was really trying to grow an online social media audience and presence for activities that I really enjoyed. If you know me in my personal life, you know that I'm an extremely outdoorsy and active person. I love to go fishing, kayaking, paddleboarding, hiking, you name it. If it's outdoors, I like it. And I, had noticed that there was a group of women already online that was kind of doing this, and I was trying to piggyback off of their ideas and get involved in some of the things that they were doing and, become an influencer and a brand ambassador. And to be honest, I was becoming quite successful. I had thousands of followers, and I was getting some monetary gain from it and was getting, free things from brands. And there came a time where I realized I was constantly looking at my phone and my apps to see if I was getting any kind of engagement, like likes, comments, shares, tagged and things. And I realized that it was not only just taking up so much of my time, but it really was affecting my mental health, that I was trying to find some sort of self-worth or self-value in what other people thought of me online. And most of these people, I obviously didn't know. They weren't, my very close friends. They were not my close family members. They were just random people following me online. But for some reason, I had given them the power to dictate how I felt about myself. And I think a lot of that stems from some things in my childhood and, you know, I've learned through therapy over the years that I have had an underlying sense of low self-worth, that I'm inadequate, that I was never enough, that, you know, maybe I'm not smart enough, or maybe I'm not pretty enough, or maybe I'm not talented enough. And I'm not entirely sure where all of that started for me, but there are key instances throughout my life where I have felt those really strong feelings. And because I had not worked through those things through therapy or some sort of mental health support, I was trying to fill that void through social media. This is where social media can be such a negative downfall, is because we're trying to get something out of it to fulfill a void in our own selves. And that is not the purpose of what social media is. And that is why it becomes a toxic, cyclical kind of vortex, if you will, because the more you post, you know, the more you get likes and engagement. And then let's say you make another post and you don't get any comments and likes on that one. And then you start kind of questioning, like, am I not as pretty in this photo? Or do people not like what I'm wearing? Or is this one boring? It can immediately start taking you down a mental self-destructive cycle and a pattern of trying to get personal value, self-value, from what other people think online. That constant comparison to others can really lead to a feeling of inadequacy and low self-esteem. And despite being connected to a lot of people online, that can make you feel even more isolated and lonely. I think another thing that contributes to that loneliness that you can feel in social media is the fact that a lot of times online interactions or conversations lack depth and the emotional connection that you can get with a face-to-face interaction. So it can, at times, it can make you feel even more separated. I do want to call out the addiction aspect as well. Social media platforms are designed to be addictive. They want you to keep coming back. These marketers, I should say, and these app creators want you to keep coming back to their app. I know this as a marketing professional and as somebody who has helped design content for an app. You want people to continue to use your platform. And so these apps are created with that in mind. So if you're getting a dopamine release while you're using an app, that can lead to addiction, trying to get that same dopamine release. That doesn't happen for everyone, but it can happen. And that's why I wanted to call this out, because it can lead to excessive use and difficulty in putting the phone down. Another negative about social media is cyberbullying. And I feel like this isn't talked about enough, but obviously we all know that there are trolls online. People who are likely very unhappy within themselves, and they're really trying to find a way to put other people down because it gives them some sort of gratification. And it's unfortunate that this happens in the world, but it does. And a lot of these social media platforms have opened the door to cyberbullying, which can have such a severe emotional and psychological effect on the person who's receiving that, the victim. If you're the recipient of this cyberbullying, that is taking an emotional toll on your mental health. And I'm going to be honest, if you are just reading the cyberbullying and getting caught up in the drama of it all, it may not be affecting you directly psychologically. It is making your brain more adapted to that type of speech and interaction, which is not really a good thing either. Something else that I see a lot on social media is, you know, the hashtag FOMO, the fear of missing out. We're constantly seeing posts about other people's activities or their vacations and trips, and it can create this fear of, I don't have enough money, or I'm not where I need to be in life, or it could even be something simple, like let's say your best friend Brittany just got married and they're posting pictures of their wedding and their new house on social media, and you are still renting an apartment, you are not married, you're not even dating anyone, and you just are starting to feel like you're behind in life. That is a reason why social media can be a negative, because no one is behind in life. Guys, we're all on our own journey, and that looks different for everyone. There have been things that have happened to me in my life where I felt like I was having to restart, or I was just so behind all of my friends, but I later realized that I'm not behind. I'm just on a totally different path. I think that feeling of missing out, that FOMO, it leads to so much stress and anxiety, and it can result in like that compulsive checking of your social media to stay updated about what others are doing so that you can stay competitive in doing the same things as them. And lastly, and certainly not the least, I'm going to say that this does not only affect women, it does also affect men, and it's something that is near and dear to my heart, and that's body image issues. The presence of edited and filtered images leads to such an unrealistic body image, self-body image, and body standards, and it can create a massive dissatisfaction with your own appearance. That is so mentally destructive. I know because I have felt this way for so long. You know, it's like my skin isn't clear enough, or, you know, I have belly fat, I have a muffin top, my legs look thick, or whatever. That constant dissatisfaction with yourself, it continuously reiterates to yourself that you're not enough, whether it be in your appearance or even more than that. And it creates really low self-esteem. I say all of that to say that social media can be extremely negative, and that's why it is extremely important to recognize all of these different aspects about social media. So that way you can approach it mindfully and take breaks when you need to maintain a healthy mental balance when you're using it. And I'm not here to talk trash on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Obviously, I use those things mostly to promote my podcast, but, you know, I do follow my friends and things like that on there. But now I've learned some tips and tricks and strategies to help me cope with all of these things that I just listed because of their significant negative impact. So, how can we find balance? Here are some tips that I've learned over the years that will help you use social media in a healthier way. This first one is probably an obvious one, but it is harder to do, so I'm just going to list all of these out. Number one is limit your time. Set specific times of the day for social media use, limit the amount of time that you're doing that, and then stick to it, whether it's 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, or only 15 minutes during your lunch break. I know that sounds a little silly, but that is going to really help shift that addictive response in your nature, and you're not going to have that constant feeling of wanting to check your phone as much once you start sticking to this in a more routine way. Number two, curate your feed. Only follow accounts that inspire you and uplift you, and unfollow all of the ones that make you feel bad about yourself. This is an assignment that I had to do for me, where I literally went through everybody that I was following, celebrities and non-celebrities, influencers and non-influencers, friends, family members, everyone. And if I felt like their account and the content that they posted made me want to compare myself, made me feel bad about myself, or had any kind of negative influence on my mental health, I unfollowed them. I could not give you better advice on that. Number three is take breaks. And by taking breaks, I don't mean like put your phone down for an hour. I mean deactivate your account every once in a while. Or, you know, if you're really having some mental health issues and you're struggling, delete the app off of your phone for a month. Give yourself a good disconnect from social media for a certain amount of time to just recharge and focus in on your real life interactions with people. Use that time to read a book, start exercising, even meet up with friends in person for a coffee or go to dinner with someone. Taking that intentional disconnected break from social media can really recharge you and give you a new perspective, not just on you, but on all your real life interactions. And number four, just be mindful. Pay attention to how social media is making you feel and how others on social media are making you feel. If you're being cyberbullied, or if you're getting caught up into cyberbullying, now would be a good time to adjust your usage. Take a step back and give yourself the space to just focus on you and not what everybody else is doing online. Today, we've learned that social media, it's a double-edged sword. It has the power to connect us and to support our mental health, but it also has an immense power to contribute to negative feelings and behaviors about ourselves. So if we are mindful and intentional with our social media use, we can truly harness its benefits while minimizing some of the drawbacks. Thank you for joining me today on Us Unfiltered. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Take care of yourself, both online and offline. And remember, your mental health matters, and so do you.